Wild Strawberries, written by Emma Blair and read by Stephen Pacey.
Chapter 1. The wind blowing in off the Lizard was as cold and sharp as a witch's nail. Christian Legal switched off the car engine, leant back and sighed. He was lost, hopelessly so, thanks to the damned mist swirling everywhere. He could just about make out the front of the bonnet of the Morris 8 Tourer he was driving. Christian fumbled for his cigarettes and lit up. What to do next? There'd been a signpost a few miles back, which had been completely unhelpful. The name on the sign was nowhere to be found on the map of Cornwall he'd brought along. He was certain he was fairly near his destination, the fishing village of Coverack, which he reckoned to be only a few miles away. But in which direction? Damn these narrow, twisting Cornish lanes. Most of them were in existence long before the combustion engine had been invented. In places, the hedges were so high, he had no idea what lay beyond on either side. He sniffed. Was that the tang of the sea, or merely his imagination? He couldn't be sure. His stomach rumbled, causing him to make a face. On top of everything else, he was starving, having thought he'd reach Coverack long before now. And he would have, too, if the weather hadn't closed in. One moment the road ahead had been perfectly clear, the next, or so it had seemed, an impenetrable wall. He drew on his cigarette, then shivered. What were his options? Get out and walk? Well, he could do that, trudging on till he came to a house where he'd perhaps find help, perhaps even be lucky enough to get a warming cup of coffee and a bite to eat. The other option was to sit tight and wait until the mist cleared. But who knew how long that would take? It might remain for the rest of the day and continue on through the night till the following morning. What a beginning to a leave, he reflected ruefully. A leave he'd been so desperately looking forward to. The fulfillment of a dream he'd had for years now. Christian wound down his window and flicked the remains of his cigarette away. At least he had plenty of those on his person, so he wouldn't be going without tobacco. He was about to wind up his window again when he saw a movement straight ahead. Something dark shimmered, was lost to view, and then flickered again. A figure loomed, black as pitch against the whiteness of the mist. The hairs on the back of his neck sprang to attention, and he was suddenly covered in goose flesh. What was this? A ghost? Without realizing he was doing so, he shrank down into his seat, startled eyes popping. He swore quietly in his native French. The figure slowly approached, what might have been small wings flapping on either side. Christian hastily crossed himself and began muttering a prayer. He was completely transfixed. The figure appeared to float alongside the car, where it stopped and stared in. The face, gazing directly into his, was pale, the eyes a piercing green. The face smiled. "Are you having trouble?" Relief whooshed through him, for the voice was friendly and that of a woman. This was no ghost, but as earthly a being as himself. "I'm lost," he admitted. The woman took in the strangeness of his uniform and frowned. "You're not English," she accused. "No, French. An ally." The expression softened. "Ah, I'm trying to find Coverack." "Are you indeed?" He nodded. "And why's that?" There was still suspicion in the voice. "I plan to stay there for a while. I'm on leave." "I see." She paused, studying him further, then queried, "So where have you come from?" Inquisitive, he thought. But then country folk usually were. They liked to know the ins and outs of a cat's backside. "Plymouth. I'm stationed there." The woman digested that. "Can you help me?" "Of course. Couldn't be easier." She was wearing a cloak, he now noted, the hood drawn over her head. What he'd imagined to be wings were merely the sides of the cloak. "You gave me a terrible fright," he confessed. She arched a plucked eyebrow. "Really?"